this Tuesday morning, at the end of November 2012, there's great peace in the car. There's calm. My daughter's sitting in the back seat of the car, quietly and attentively playing with her Nintendo DS. I actually don't know what she's playing with on it. It could well be Super Mario or something like that, but I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Well, it isn't.
It isn't Super Mario. Okay, there you are. So, but there must be 1,001 other games that you can play on the Nintendo DS.
And, Dad, I only have 3.
Okay, but nobody can have more games than they have time to play. Are you interested in having another game, or have you got enough games? And the one you're playing, I don't even know what it is, so I wouldn't know if I found I had enough money to buy you another game. I wouldn't know what one to buy you.
Yeah. I don't care which one, it's just that I've Tinkerbell, I've Mario 3D Land, and I've some Pussycat one. That looks a lot, that is pretty much...
The Pussycat one. I know the Pussycat one. That is my favourite.
It's this one.
Is that the Pussycat game?
This one.
I can't really look behind in the traffic. If I turn around...
Look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, my eyesight is... Oh, I can't read at that distance. But the main thing I know is that the Pussycat one is gorgeous. It pulls at the heartstrings. It absolutely... And I think she... had one pussycat to start with and then got a second pussycat. So,
and now I got a third pussycat. I got 3 pussycats. I want 3 pussycats.
Well, Sean Phillips, if you're listening to this, you know, I don't know what you have to say about the fact that my daughter is now going to be looking after 3 pussycats, I think.
And maybe 4.
And there doesn't seem to be any limit to the number of pussycats. And all I can think is... Well, there's a woman at the bottom of the street where we live.
I'm only allowed to get 9 more. I have 3. 9 and 3 is 13. I'm allowed to get 13 kittens.
Okay, so 9 and 3 is 13. And 13... 13 is an awful lot of pussycats. Right. Okay, well, 12. 9 and 3 is 12 then. And in fact, 9 and 3 is... That's true, it's 12. But 12 pussycats. There's a woman at the bottom of the road where we live, and she keeps pussycats. And I don't think even she has got 12 or 13 pussycats. So I think the idea of my daughter, at the age of 7, looking after 12 or 13 pussycats is hard luck for the pussycats, because... there's some of them who are going to get neglected. Nobody can possibly be nice to remember to feed 13 pussycats.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're a cat's home, I suppose. But anyway, there's great peace in the car. We've got as far as the Kinsale roundabout, and we'll swing around this roundabout, which is a major junction coming into Cork from the... Well, I suppose you could come up from the sea in Kinsale, and you could, if you went through a certain route, you could end up coming into Kinsale roundabout. It's the most complicated piece of motorway construction in Cork. So, you know, it was a major civil engineering project when I arrived in Cork in 2005, and I seem to remember that it caused massive, massive traffic disruption for a long time. But we're going to go around it now, swing around this and back towards the school. And when we get to the school, there'll be a short walk into the school playground. My daughter will check out the lie of the land to see if she's first or last or what's going on. And then she'll tell me, it's okay, Dad,
no,
now
Dad,
you can leave.
I'm checking if I'm first or last. I'm checking to see if they're all lining up. Then I'll be able to join in. If they're not, and then I either it's going to the school.
Right, and today is definitely a cold day. It's 4 degrees centigrade today. I'm looking here at 8:26, 4 degrees centigrade. The traffic has slowed down. And opposite me is a little van called Bull and Fiddle Fitness. Bull and Fiddle Fitness .com, I think. And that's just gone past. It just strikes me it's quite a good idea to have a branded van, which takes me to the business of Vincent Scanlon, who, if I remember rightly, Vincent Scanlon's business is B2B. And B2B signage or something like that. Forgive me, Vincent, I can't remember the name of your business exactly, but his company will take one of your vans in Cork and will turn it out looking like as if it's a walking advertisement for your business. But it's quite handy because I see these people do Zumba fitness, they do spinning classes, they're in Ballyfihan Community Centre, Cork. They've got an 05 Kerry Transit Connect van, and it's got personal trainer ACE certified. So I'm actually getting a lot of information about a business while I'm quietly hoping that the traffic will move forward. So that's I must send this audio to Vincent Scanlon. He's quite one of the nicest human beings in business that I know. Every contact I've ever had with him has been nothing but total and absolute positivity. And he was incredibly helpful on at least one of the years when we did an activity called Help Portrait. That's another story way back in the eons of time. Roger Overall will remember that, where professional photographers gave away photographs to people who wouldn't otherwise have had the opportunity to have their photograph ever taken by a professional photographer. Help Portrait. Check it out as a world movement. Jeremy Cowart is the man who invented it, and Kyle Chowning. Oh God, they'll kill me. I can't remember. That's it. You know, that's what you get when you're like me. So we carry on our way. So there's a Hyundai D07 black on the right-hand side, and there's a white van coming up on my offside. Offside and nearside remind me of the years that I spent working in public transport in London, where when you filled out an accident report, which wasn't an unusual thing since public transport buses in London quite often were run into by cars, and occasionally the bus would actually be the cause of an accident as well, not very often, but people did tend to run into buses, and you had to learn how to describe an accident in, draw a little diagram and write a little report. Quite an interesting challenge actually for a company that was recruiting bus drivers and in those days bus conductors, and it particularly in the area of bus drivers, when I started as a bus conductor, you know, literacy was not the highest, wasn't really required. You didn't have to have a very high level of literacy, and you certainly didn't need to be a graphic artist. But all bus drivers were able to compile an accident report in writing and also in diagrams. So nearside and offside wheels and tires, or whatever you call it, to a bus, were my introduction to that kind of language. I, funnily enough, came across a woman on Twitter. Well, I knew her already, who I hope to meet later this week. She lives down in Wexford in Ireland, and she's a very, very bright and good person to link with. And she, it turns out, used to be a bus conductor at one time in her life as a student. So I guess lots of people have been bus conductors and indeed bus drivers as students. I just did it as a full-time occupation for over three years. My only occupation, and I wasn't being an academic or a student or anything else except myself during the same time. Okay, this is never meant to go off in this direction. We're now driving up the Douglas Road, which is, after coming off this, the sort of nearest thing to a motorway system that Cork has, you drive down onto the suburban life of Douglas, and you drive up along here nice and slowly, people coming out of side roads, people trying to cross the road. In fact, there's a person at work with a shovel bending over a diamond with an orange background and a black a black skirting board. I nearly said around it. So that's the situation. There are men in luminous yellow jackets and hats, the kind of hats you'd wear if you were going onto a building site further up the road. In the back, my daughter has a little pen, stylus of a sort, not exactly a stylus, not the kind of stylus that Nifty Nib has invented. Little shameless plug for a client there. Look up Nifty Nib and you'll be very, very interested in what you see, I bet you. But back to the point, she's got a little short thing that comes with a Nintendo, and I can see her drawing pictures. I think she's actually adding fur to a cat.
That no, would be... I'm not.
Oh, okay, I got it wrong.
I'm brushing my cats.
How could I possibly get that wrong? The way you stroke a cat to stroke its fur is completely different to how you stroke a cat for other purposes. So there we are. What were they? Tamashaki or Nabashaki creatures that somebody invented years and years ago. And they were all the rage. Everybody would have one. You'd feed it. You'd take it for a walk. You'd give it a cuddle. I don't know what you do. You take it to the toilet, I suppose. Let it outside to do a poo or whatever. Anyway, we left a dog behind us this morning. We left a little white cotton tooliar dog. And we gave him, my daughter gave him his breakfast, and she gave him some water, and he gobbled up the breakfast as quick as you could see it. In fact, I never saw him eating it at all. And then he was put out the side of the house so that he'll have lovely fresh air all day, and he has a little wooden house outside in case it starts to rain.
Which he hardly uses.
Because, you know, we hardly ever get any rain in Cork.
We get loads of rain in Cork!
Well, the dog has a choice then. He can stand outside in the rain and get wet, or he can... Anyway, I suppose if I had my way, I would have a dog flap on the back door so that the dog could go in and out to go out.
That's what I want for Rocky.
Yeah, I don't know how easy they are.
Open the door.
If any of you know all about dog flaps, will you please... let me know that you know all about dog flaps. And if you don't want to do an audio boo about dog flaps, you could at least contact me on Twitter at OmaniBlog and
which
tell me...
which you shouldn't. He'll go on and on and on. And you just want to tell... what? When you just want to tell him on that you know about dog flaps.
There you have it, folks. I'm exposed by my daughter. She has really figured out that I am an old windbag who goes on and on and on. Have a lovely day. Bye.